Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com. Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500.
Today's cool fact of the day is that your fingernails grow faster on the hand that you use the most. So if you're right-handed, your right-hand fingernails grow faster than your left-handed. I don't have data about whether this is also true for your dominant foot or not. If you want to know which foot is dominant, kick a soccer ball. The foot you used, if you didn't think about it too much, would be your dominant foot.
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
You're listening to Podcast 47. Jordan Rubin is one of America's most recognized and respected natural health experts. He's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, The Maker's Diet, and the author of 19 other health-related books, including his latest work, which is called Perfect Weight America. He's also an international motivational speaker, and he hosts a weekly television show called Extraordinary Health that reaches more than 30 million houses worldwide. He is the founder and former CEO of Garden of Life, a leading health and wellness company committed to empowering extraordinary health with whole food-based supplements, functional foods, and founder of Beyond Organic. I can say that I've used Garden of Life probiotics, the soil-based organisms, for quite a while personally, because the soil-based thing is a real breakthrough, and Jordan's the guy who did that. So he's basically a probiotic hacker by background, as far as I could describe him. Jordan, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It seems like that introduction was a bit flat compared to some of the stuff you've done. You have a similar story to me. I lost 100 pounds. You had to gain a bunch of weight. I've seen photos of you looking, you know, incredibly emaciated. And, you know, you regained your health through the process of biohacking, of just trying what works, trying what isn't supposed to work, and just getting the data and seeing what made you thrive. So can you tell us a little bit more about, like, your whole story? Go through it. Like, walk me through how you got here.
Absolutely. I actually was born to a couple of hippie health nut parents. I don't talk about this that often, but my father was a naturopathic student in Oregon when he and three fellow students delivered me as their practicum for their OBGYN class. I kind of joke and say my mom gave them a D minus, but they passed anyway. And so I was born really with a silver sprout in my mouth. So for me, didn't go on antibiotics, didn't have sugar in the house. We ate what I would say is better than, you know, 99% of people. So when I was 19, why would I be diagnosed with multiple illnesses, Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fungal bacterial viral infections? Why did I have parasitic issues, problems with my liver and every part of my body to the tune of developing a wasting disease that saw me go from 185 pounds at a height of 6 feet to 104 pounds and in a wheelchair? Not sure exactly, but what I do know is that during a 2-year period, I visited 70 medical experts. Conventional medicine, which we didn't really trust, failed me. Natural cures taking me to Germany, Mexico, seeing doctors all over the world, trying every single magic potion or pill, nothing worked. In fact, Dave, I ended up far worse at each clinic than when I arrived. And so about to get a dangerous and at the time experimental surgery to remove most of my digestive tract, I met a man by telephone who told me that if I eat a diet based on the Bible, thousands of years of history, I would be well. And at this point, hearing something that matched up with my faith, that made sense, that didn't involve any machine, any pseudoscientific mumbo jumbo, appealed to me. And in a 40-day period, I went literally from death to life. And during that time, I was consuming special dairy products, special beef. I was consuming raw juices and a probiotic compound that came from healthy soil and healthy plants. During this time of recovery, I focused solely on getting my body, mind, and spirit transformed. It's all I did for those 40 days. And during that period, I really received what I felt like was my calling, my mission to see the health of this nation and world transformed one life at a time, not just with education, but by showing others that one person who was deathly ill, told that they would never get well, incurable, blah, 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 could pick themselves up by their bootstraps and do what is considered the impossible. And Dave, over the last 16, 17 years, having started Garden of Life, which is now the number one nutritional supplement brand in America, started in my parents' friend's home and garage, we took this concept that microorganism diversity, whole food nutrition, and really what has been called the hygiene hypothesis, making greater interaction with the environment instead of the sterilized society we are, has not only seen me get well, but tens of thousands of others. And it's a real privilege to do so. And I love speaking with people like yourself because you're not interested in surface health stuff. You want to know deep information. And what I've done, not only in starting Garden of Life, which is a whole food nutrition supplement company, I've recently, in the last 3 years, fulfilled my dream. And I am going where real health begins, the soil, the land, the water. And we have created a new model of regenerative, beyond organic farming and food production, the likes of which hasn't been seen in really this nation's history, but thousands of years. And this is what my calling has led me to. And I'm seeing results that are far greater than I ever thought possible.
That's pretty profound. You've basically gone from you being really, really unwell to understanding that the gut biome matters. And you picked onto this, like you hooked onto it much, much earlier than most people. I mean, we've had the eubiome people genetically sequencing the gut and all in the last couple of years. And I've had some of those guys on the show, but you've been doing this for, what, 15 years now?
Well, as soon as I got sick, I started experimenting with probiotics. And what I didn't mention, Dave, is I tried 30 different brands, combinations, hundreds of species. And when I say tried, I'm talking about through every orifice, if you know what I mean. But it turns out that probiotic science, as much as it was in its infancy in the mid-1990s, it was barking up the wrong tree, if you will. And so what we did was truly supply what the human body was missing, reconnect us to our environment, not a bunch of genetically modified, manipulated probiotics from dairy. And that really triggered not only my healing, but Garden of Life's existence and now Beyond Organics. And so, you know how they say that necessity is the mother of invention. And that's absolutely true in the first part of my career. But today, I look around at these 8,000 acres that are surrounding me, and I look around at the environment and what's needed to reconnect us to our planet. And I believe that stewardship is also the mother of invention. And so that's why it is easy to find solutions to see people regain their health, because all we've got to do is fix the broken wheel and put it back on the car, not reinvent it, if you will.
It's totally true. You can repair these things, but you caught me a little earlier in your comments. You've said you've put probiotics in every orifice. Have you snorted probiotics?
Not on purpose, but I'm sure taking three bottles of powder a day and one bottle of these super lipid coated $180 probiotics a day probably got me snorting some.
So the reason I ask is aside from the fact that it's funny, is that I have, because I had really serious sinus problems for 15 years. I was on antibiotics once a month for a chronic sinus infections that wouldn't go away. It turns out, gee, what do you know? There was a fungal cause. But I did, because I understand that biofilms form from antibiotic-resistant strains of staph in the sinuses, and they make lipopolysaccharides, which are toxins that affect your alertness. So I thought, hey, I'll try some, you know, bifidobacteria. And I don't actually recommend that people snort probiotics. It was not a fun experience. But I share your exploration there. I've spent somewhere like $60,000-$70,000 on probiotics. I've had the pig whipworm eggs as a probiotic, and like gone down every creaky corner. And it's kind of funny that one of the things that's been most effective for me has been the ones that you put together in Primal Defense. So, you know, thanks for that work, because you did the same filtering process that I did, and I ended up, you know, with that as one of the things that's helped me. So it's pretty cool stuff. But the reason I wanted you on the show today is that you've done something that no one else has done so far. And your success at Garden of Life has obviously fueled that. You've got tens of thousands of acres, and you've put together some pretty amazing stuff. You're using controlled strain fermentation. I can tell you, you've created the only yogurt product that I would eat, period. Because you've genetically tested all of your cattle to have the non-inflammatory type of casein. And I was truly amazed. I was highly skeptical when you sent me some of your yogurt. And or Amasai, it's called, and we'll put show note links in and all that. And you can find all the show notes at bulletproofexec.com/beyondorganic. But this stuff had zero inflammation effects, zero bad GI problems, whereas even like raw, grass-fed, typical yogurt is made with strains that aren't that well controlled, and or it's made with the wrong kinds of cow milk, and it causes inflammation. So that was revolutionary to me, because I've always wanted to be able to try a yogurt made with the right strains from the right kind of milk, et cetera, et cetera. And what you did is you put all the pieces together with the same level of precision that I follow, like when I make my coffee. You know, every little tiny step matters. And when you do it, the end result is something amazing. So that's, you know, why I wanted you to be on the show today, because like, what a biohacker, the entire bacterial side of things, the entire, you know, where did the cow come from? What was its lineage? What did it eat? And things like that. So tell me, what do you do to get your cows? What do you do to, turn these cows into milk producing cows? And, you know, what are the kind of secrets that you can share?
Well, first of all, let me say this, Dave, that I don't want to bore anyone, because I have become a great lover of this type of regenerative agriculture. And so I was looking at some of the ways that we are different in terms of our cattle. But first of all, let me just say this, that for people who believe that dairy products are inflammatory, white mucus. When I was a kid, my dad was a vegan in naturopathic school, and I didn't touch any cow's milk yogurt till I was a teenager. We had rice milk, we had oat milk, we had soy milk, all that garbage nonsense. Why? Because my dad was not taught, nor did he understand, that a rumen in an animal is simply a transformation or transferring vehicle of the sun's energy. And yesterday, Dave, I was in a field of rapidly growing organic oat grass on a sunny day. And I watched as our specially selected cows that have genetics from Africa and India, the original cow, took these leaves, consumed them, broke them down in their rumen or gut, concentrated them, and then provided a substrate where we could culture, ferment, and create the perfect environment to regenerate health. So if you want to start, our cattle have a genetic or a protein balance that is similar to cattle thousands of years ago. Many people, thanks to me and others, have switched to goat's milk and sheep's milk because they are more tolerable. We have a cow's milk product that removes this devil in the milk, this inflammatory protein, and it makes the dairy not just as tolerable as goat or sheep, but more so. Best of all, they only eat greens. They only milk once a day. They raise their own calves. I could go on for a dozen other areas, Dave, but no raw milk, no organic milk, no camel, yak, or sheep milk can compare to what we're doing at Beyond Organic. Why? Because we are completely respecting nature's process. Probably one of the most exciting areas of our dairy, Dave, make it more difficult to produce. We only produce the amount of dairy per cow that is required to feed a calf. Now, you might say, well, how can you do that if you also raise the cows on the calves? It's easy. We have a herd selected for raising babies to become mamas, and we have a herd for milking. So we separate the calf after a period of time from its natural mother, put it with a new mother, and they do extremely well. No other dairy we know of has the animal kindness, the grazing, the lack of vaccinations, as 99.99% of organic cattle, beef and dairy, vaccinate. I don't vaccinate my kids. My dad didn't believe in vaccinations. I took one as a teenager, which probably got me sick. So, Dave, I could go on, but suffice it to say that if you believe that human beings derive our sustenance ultimately from solar energy, then we have captured it here at Beyond Organic in a way that has not been done for thousands of years. And so if I were to pinpoint, why does Dave Asprey tolerate our dairy products? I can't just say that it's because of the aerobic and anaerobic microorganisms we use, that it's the protein that's not denatured, the unique balance, the only grass and pastures that we feed, the kindness, whatever it is, I don't know exactly, but what I do know is I believe we've created the most nourishing food on the planet, and we did it to try to emulate the one food that fed the most successful and, to their enemies, dangerous tribe in Africa, the Maasai tribe, who subsisted 90% on dairy. I learned about it in 2006, and that's why our Amasi, or Amasai as you pronounced it, is what I believe to be the ultimate warrior food for men, women, and children.
It makes sense. People don't necessarily know this, but I was looking at launching a product not so long ago that was trying to replicate the protein profile and the fatty acid profile of the Maasai diet, or of the Maasai diet. And it turned out to be really difficult to implement, but it's been an area of interest for me for a while. And your logic there about us being solar powered is undeniable, and that's the start of the food chain. So I'm still blown away. We've had Joel Salatin on here. We've had my friends from Alder Spring, Glenn Elzinger on, and these are both extremely high-end, extremely caring guys who've really looked at the whole ecosystem around how they do cattle, but neither of them are dairy farmers. Actually, Joel might have some dairy involved, but Glenn doesn't. But what you've done, this thing about milking once a day, wow. And allowing the calves to be with mothers that raise them, this is unheard of. And I'm in the middle of like shopping for acreage to buy my own cattle, because I think that if I want to ultimately biohack myself, that having, you know, control of my food production to do these sorts of things is really important. And there you go. You just did it with 8,000 head of cattle, which lets you scale this, you know, kind of beyond belief. So I'm in full agreement. And for our listeners there, this is really heavy duty stuff. This is something that isn't, or at least was never possible to buy ever, because it requires not just getting one thing right. Like, oh, I got the right genetic strain of cow, but then I vaccinated them and I gave them the wrong food. Or I got the right strain of cow, but then I overmilked them, so the milk had less nutrient density. And it goes on and on, but it's like, you know, building a, just say baking a loaf of bread, which is something I sure don't do anymore. But if you bake the yeast, you know, that wasn't the variable. Let me try baking the water and let me try baking the grain. And what you end up with is never bread. You've got to get all the variables right. And then you can tweak individual ones. But if you don't start out with the right set of variables, you'll never see what's possible. So Jordan, you know, hats off to you, man. You've pulled this off.
Well, it has been extremely difficult, and I'm learning more and more every day just how difficult. But I decided really this week that I'm not going to stop. We're going to strive toward not only changing the dairy products that we produce, but the entire industry. And just this week, we made a decision due to the fact that somewhere around 7% of alfalfa has genetic modification, or at least remnants of glycophosphate. And so we've decided to become the only dairy I know in America that is going to now be alfalfa free. We were feeding a small amount of alfalfa, but you know what? We are going to do things that shake the entire industry. We even are discussing now creating a nomadic dairy herd, where not only are we going to once a day milking, but we're actually going to go to milking every 36 hours to allow our cattle to walk even further, get more exercise, and forage deep throughout the winter. And so it's very much taking a permaculture approach to sustainable and regenerative dairy farming. And what I want people to really do, Dave, is ask your local raw dairy supplier, ask your big conglomerate that you're buying from, if they are exclusively green fed, if they have the right genetics, if they milk once a day, if the calves are raised by moms, if they vaccinate, and about 25 other things. Why? Because human beings used to consume dairy like this. And Dave, if I can help you with your small herd that you're looking to build, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. And you're not going to want to do it any other way, because once you know the truth sets you free.
So my only question is whether I'm going to have to like parachute the cows in over the Canadian border. I'm just kidding. But it's kind of funny because, you know, getting healthy animals across international boundaries isn't as easy as you might think.
That's a great question. I think you might just need a really big trunk and a distraction at the border.
I love it. I'm sure there's a way, a legal way, that is. But now, as cool and amazing as all this stuff is, I almost didn't invite you on the show. And the reason for that is that instead of marketing this in, you know, a more traditional way, you chose what I generally consider to be the slimiest, most evil form of marketing known to man. But you've also done something like I've never seen before. So can you explain to our readers, why is this a multi-level marketing thing?
Well, first of all, Dave, as I mentioned earlier, started Garden of Life, a traditional retail brand. We're in Whole Foods, we're in Vitamin Shoppe, et cetera. I have been asked to formulate products for at least a dozen network marketing companies, always refused because I had to make something for 50 cents that they would sell for $20. And the message is work from your home in your underwear and fire your boss, blah, blah, blah. We've all heard it. We've all lost friends over it. And I never gave it a thought to go this route, particularly in the beginning. I was always going to go retail. I had my network, et cetera. But I realized that there are about 5,000 natural health physicians that I know. There are thousands of fitness trainers, massage therapists, naturopathic doctors, acupuncturists, journalists, bloggers, authors, etc. And you know what? I realized that that group of individuals, they're the ones who create the interest. The doctors tell their patients to go eat healthy. They go to a big chain grocery store, and 90% of the products are not organic, and 99% I wouldn't touch. And I realized the very people driving this movement of natural health are not benefiting. So I said, how can I find a way to get the power, not on the shelf of the store, but to the people, to share? The stay-at-home mom who's homeschooling her kids that wants to tell five people about whatever she's eating and then maybe get some food for free. So Dave, what I used to call MLM, pyramid scheme, et cetera, we designed a model we call mission marketing. And while there are aspects that look the same, you will never hear us talk about getting rich. You will never hear us talking about a structure that resembles a pyramid. In fact, I'm not really a fan of pyramids. What we've done, Dave, is create a model and a channel that is very pure, that's been bastardized, and we're trying to restore integrity to it. Much like someone would say, Jordan, you've written a book called The Raw Truth and you write about vegetables. How could you recommend dairy, which is the worst food in the world? It's simple. I am, in your words, Dave, upgrading dairy, and I am upgrading direct-to-consumer sales, putting within the hands of folks like you, like your friends, your listeners, my friends, the ability to share a powerful message and get their food for free. You know, Dave, there's a raw food restaurant near my home, and I've referred 150 people there. I've taken 150 people there. I never got a discount, never got a thank you, never got any free raw non-dairy pie. And I realized that why should health food stores, as much as I love them, I coined the phrase a kid in a health food store to describe a happy person. Why should the giant conglomerates, public companies, get all the profits for doing me the favor of putting it on their shelves when right now 80,000 people are listening to my voice who each know five people that need these foods? And Dave, you could actually say, hey, folks, not only can you buy what Jordan is recommending, what he's producing, vertically integrated, but you can tell a few folks and get it for free, and you don't even have to sign up for anything. So, Dave, I totally get the bias. It's deserved. And I hope one day that Beyond Organic can prove to you and others that a few bad apples doesn't ruin an entire crop.
All right. So you're going to upgrade the network marketing kind of side of things to bring integrity back. And I call me a little skeptical there, but the argument makes sense. I've seen companies like, I'll just name them. I've seen Herbalife destroy marriages because it inspires like absolute cult-like behavior. They're literally using neurological biohacking techniques to manipulate people's nervous systems to just like obsessively focus on it. I haven't got any of that vibe from you guys. And so what I'd ask our listeners to do is if you like what we're talking about here, and you believe that I have, you know, the kind of integrity that I do, in order to go out on a limb and have Jordan on the show, check out bulletproofexec.com/beyondorganic. I'll write some stuff up. Jordan, I've tried most of your stuff. I think some of it has too much sugar in it for my taste and for my recommendations. And so those aren't the things I'll be recommending. But your beef, good stuff. Your dairy is transformative. Never seen anything like it, and you've done it right. And you've got some other probiotic, you know, fermented things with herbs in them that are truly amazing, just in terms of the burst of energy I get, as well as just the flavor. Like, I'm a huge fan of a couple of these things. So I definitely would say check it out. And what I'm going to do for listeners, if you decide, and we're doing this kind of as a straight affiliate thing, I'm not, you know, climbing up the tiers of multi-level, but I'm hoping to help a lot of people with this post, especially people who just want to have a little bit of yogurt on something and feel perfectly normal afterwards. So for that kind of thing, I will actually donate a portion of any kind of affiliate revenues that go my way towards the anti-aging research group that I work with called Silicon Valley Health Institute. I'm the chairman. I've worked with this group for 10 years, which is roughly half of its of its life. And so there's 10 years worth of video for free online from top experts in the world, where we've recorded them giving lectures in the Palo Alto area to our group of members. So I'd also invite you to check out svhi.com. But along the way, you'll be helping to support that kind of research and that kind of information sharing. And, you know, this stuff is worth a try. You can try it without having to convert anyone, sell anyone anything. And if you recommend it to a few friends without thinking you're going to make millions of dollars, just that you're going to help people, and who knows, maybe you'll get, you know, some free cheese and more power to you. Is that a good deal? You all right with that?
I think it's great.
Cool. So there's some more to talk about, though. Let's talk about what strains you're putting in your yogurt, I'll call it Amasai because it's not really technically yogurt the way it's done before. What do you do in that's different?
Well, actually, it's a three-phase process, Dave, and I think that what people need to understand, what is out there called probiotics today are typically anaerobic microorganisms, mainly lactic acid bacteria. And I understand why. They're easy to control. They don't produce gases. The shelf life's great, et cetera. But when I looked at the Maasai tribe, what they did, Dave, was they took their special milk from their Zebu cows, the same cows with the same genetics that we have at Beyond Organic. They put it inside a calabash, a dried gourd, and they let it sit in the open air for a number of days. Open air fermentation allows anaerobic and aerobic activity. And so we start with various anaerobes. They help lower the pH. Then the aerobic microorganisms come in. They eat up the oxygen. And then we have an additional microorganism we add. You would call it a soil-borne microorganism. It's actually more common in an Asian condiment called natto and a few others. This bacilli, which creates phenomenal health and transformation in the gut, it essentially, Dave, creates a sphere of influence to crowd out yeast and fungi. You can actually see in a petri dish this bacilli crowding out through creating compounds, these yeast and fungi. So someone who is a fan of your upgraded products, who has learned about mycotoxicity, et cetera, is going to not only get a tolerable dairy product, but they're going to get microorganisms from as many as 30, 40 or more species. You're getting great diversity, and you're getting at least 9 and as many as 15 genera of probiotics. So it's not which strains are you getting, it's the genus of microorganisms that are creating families and then multiple species from there. But I really believe that the linchpin is this bacillus microorganism that goes in and creates an anti-proliferative environment. I know that's a long, fancy word, but you've got a very educated audience. It's not about killing the bacteria, the yeast, the fungi, the mold, the virus, or the parasite. It's about creating an environment or the terrain where it can't grow. And so essentially, what Amasai does, it not only nourishes you with its pre-digested proteins, fats, carbohydrates, with its CLA, omega-3s, vitamin B12, vitamin K2, but it creates an environment in your gut that makes it unfavorable to harbor the bad guys. This is the probiotic theory, but it's never been applied in a way that is as human and as compatible with our bodies. And so I wish I could tell you we had this one strain that was studied at Columbia, blah, blah, blah. It's much simpler than that. We have replicated a process where a quote, uneducated populace created an amazing product that caused them to run faster, jump higher, be stronger and more fierce than any of their surrounding, mostly vegetarian nations or cultures, have survived for thousands of years and really are known throughout the world, and the majority of their diet is one thing, and we are now giving it to people. And I know that dairy has its detractors, but I will tell you this right now, Dave, there's someone on our property right now who is going on a 40-day all Amasai diet. every half hour, 5 ounces of Amasi. Some body therapies, we call it hydro earthing. He's walking on our grass barefoot, jumping in our spring, really cool stuff. But his only sustenance is Amasi. Why? Because he needs to go back to experience nutrition like when he was an infant and essentially start over. How do you start over? You go to what was given to you by mom. And the main reason to consume our dairy, Dave, is that it is the most similar to mother's milk with the offending protein removed and the probiotics that deliver the nutrients but also create the right environment. So I could go on for days about why this one beverage is so much more than a yogurt. But I will say, if just your listeners can tolerate this and finally get the calcium, the phosphorus, and all the wonderful nutrients in dairy, we've experienced a great victory.
I'm going to get a little geeky on you here. Food allergies, memory B cells. Like there's an 8 amino acid string that's in dairy that your memory B cells get sensitized to. And one of the doctors that I've worked with, Tom O'Brien, who's joined the advisory board for Bulletproof Executive, has spent many years looking at the gluten side of this. But on the casein side as well, I mean, have you seen people reverse food allergies or anything like that going on a program like you just described?
Absolutely. I believe that the pre-phase to what you would call allergic response, sensitivity, gut hyperpermeability begins much earlier. And if you will consume foods that are pre-digested and repopulate the gut, your goblet cells, which are in your small intestines, will, I believe, regrow. They're blunted in most sensitive, allergic, or gut, let's say, challenged individuals. When your goblet cells and the microvilli begin to stand back up, they make contact with your enzymes, and you can completely regenerate your gut and your body. Your gut wants to replicate every few days, Dave. The problem is we keep insulting it, and we're not allowing it to heal. It's the same way as if you have a cut on your elbow and you are walking over the same bump that causes you to trip every single day. It's not the tripping and falling. It's not the impact that keeps re-injuring your elbow. It is the bump. Remove the bump. And in this case, gluten is dangerous. Beta casein A1, or the devil in the milk, is 13 times more dangerous. That's in raw milk. That's in 99.99% of milk in America, Australia, and Europe. I don't care if it's grass-fed. I don't care if it is special this way or that way. If you consume dairy that is loaded with the devil in the milk, you're going to have continual issues with gut hyperpermeability. And then, of course, sensitivity and allergy continues. I also believe, Dave, that there's an enzyme called diamine oxidase.
Yeah, I write about this a lot. I love it. Keep going.
And that is, I believe, a big indicator, along with inflammation, along with the microvilli through the disaccharides that are undigested. But this diamine oxidase can be downregulated in a way that you will shut off this histamine reaction far earlier than once thought. And so we're actually working with physicians on developing testing and specific protocols to reduce inflammation at that micro level. So the answer is this: there's a lot of complex situations related to allergy, related to neuro dysfunction, gastro, neuro, immunological breakdown, whatever you want to call it. But we are seeing people that couldn't tolerate dairy, that reacted to dairy, not only tolerate Amasi and some of our other products that contain this Amasi, but it's actually taking them back to an earlier period of life when, let's say it delicately, they had less challenges. I'm trying to be very regulatory compliant here, but dairy is the perfect food from a macronutrient perspective if done right. We've bastardized it, we've ruined it. And for many out there that are listening, let's not name diseases, but if you've got an inability to utilize food into energy, if you've got an inability to detoxify, if you've got an inability to move freely or think freely, if you will plug your battery into the right source, you can improve. And in fact, I believe that Amasi is a first level food for many. And some people listening today, Dave, are going to listen. They're going to take action and they're going to say to you, Dave, I was skeptical. I didn't think I could tolerate dairy. Not only am I drinking this, but here's what's happened, and list about seven things that they didn't even know could be improved that now improve. And this is not a medicine, folks. This is something that I believe for thousands of years your ancestors consumed, and we're just giving you back the form they consumed it in.
That's pretty amazing. Wow. So you've really gone into the diamine oxidase side of things, and this is something that I try to do on the Bulletproof Diet. I explain to people that some foods, like say soy sauce, are high in MSG and high in histamine, and that many of the people I work with, even like high performing people with highly stressful lives, they have to deal with that histamine, and they're having problems with their DAO levels. So it's pretty amazing that you're looking at hacking that using dairy, and I'm so interested. I may have to try and go on one of these Amasai fasts. I'd be willing to do that. I don't know if I would want to go for a whole month, but I could probably do a couple of weeks. I have to be sensitive because I live in Canada, and you don't ship that to Canada yet. So I'd have to do it while I'm on the road. I guess I'd have like a big cooler that I fly around with full of it. Talk about dorky, but I'm down. The other thing you mentioned is the Lactobacillus natto, I'm assuming, is the strain you have.
Well, it is similar to that. It is a bacilli that has been studied in India since the 80s, and it's got a lot of safety and efficacy, and so we use that. But yes, you can create natto with it. And in fact, I'm growing a certain type of soybean here for that very purpose, because while natto isn't very tasty, I do believe that there are advantages in food far beyond supplements. And so yes, you can make natto with this. Bacillus natto is actually a number of species. It all depends on where it's from, et cetera. That's how most truly fermented foods are. But yes, this is very similar to that. And it really is starting to get its due. But I believe so many probiotic experts and probiotic manufacturers have a bias towards lactic acid bacteria, the lactobacillus, the bifido. And I have taught for years, Dave, that those organisms are okay, but if you correct your gut, they will grow just fine. They are not the primary helpers, just like Candida albicans is not the primary villain. They are both, let's say, victims or opportunists of their environment. And I believe that in the diets of old, when people ate less starches and less intact disaccharides from grains, potatoes, corn, etc., that their gut was populated with bacilli, with acetobacter, with all of these other organisms that are found more wild in nature. And we would do much better to just short circuit things and get right to that. And that's where we have some amazing products and are taking this dairy and creating everything from bars to cookies, crackers. We have the first raw dairy high omega-3 cracker available in the world, and you can take this stuff with you no matter where you live, no matter what refrigerator you have. And Dave, you've got the bacilli, you've got all of the amazing components. So once we found what we believe to be a powerful engine, we are trying to put it into every kind of car or vehicle that someone might want to drive, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I have not had a chance to try that, but it is, I think, waiting for me next time I go on a road trip. So I'm really intrigued at more probiotic capabilities. And my entire, almost 20 years of biohacking has largely, but not entirely, focused on the gut and inflammation. And inflammation really starts in the gut, and it moves into the cells. And the stuff you're doing is some of the lowest level biohacking for inflammation that I can think of, other than maybe like electrical therapies where you're specifically moving electrons around. And I do that too. And you do that as well by encouraging people to do you know, walk around barefoot, which is actually superior neurologically to, you know, even the overpriced, you know, earthing sheets that they sell, when an earthing strap appears to do exactly the same thing for like 10% the cost. So I hats off. You've really like pulled this off in a way that's impressive and kind of amazing, actually.
Well, thank you. And I have to say this, Dave, that once we understood what the right organisms and the right, for lack of a better term, life force can do, it's applicable to everything. And you mentioned our living herbals. I've traveled the world trying to find a way to extract or biotransform the botanical compounds that used to provide great results to our ancestors, but seem to fall flat today. And we've done that as well with what we call terrain living herbals. And so if you look across the tools that we're offering, we are able to take these nutrients or compounds, call it omega-3s, vitamin K2, maybe it's a bioflavonoid, maybe it's an anthocyanin, whatever it is, a lignin, and by liberating these compounds using the right microorganisms to break down the chains that bind these nutrients and these amazing elements, we are allowing people to benefit from echinacea and golden seal and oregano and holy basil, maybe for the first time, just like dairy. So if you see what we're doing at Beyond Organic, while we try to cast as wide a net as possible, we have a core group of products that we've developed and that are in the works that are as pure, cutting edge, yet throwback as are available today. And I said this multiple times to folks, I've been blessed to create 5 number one selling nutritional products out of 29,000 in health food stores. I've formulated 13 that were number one in their category, including today, the number one probiotic, protein powder, meal replacement, green food, and there's a few others. But what I'm seeing now, while digging my hands in the dirt, observing the environment and trying to harness what nature already has provided, is beyond any breakthrough I've seen. I do believe in supplementation. I love supplements. I love exercise and gadgets and gizmos. But I am trying to literally export what is happening here in these thousands of acres so that people sitting on a computer, driving in a car, working in an office, sitting in a classroom with our kids, of course, they can get some of this natural power or this unleashed environment into their daily life. Amasi is nothing more than giving you a true expression of a natural environment instead of this conjured up, over manufactured and processed stuff that has an organic label on it.
I think that puts a pretty serious exclamation point on our entire conversation, Jordan. There's a question that I ask everyone who's ever been on the podcast, and it's one I'd like to ask you. What are the top 3 recommendations you would make for people based on your entire life's experience? It doesn't have to be just nutrition or anything like that, in order to be higher performance in everything, just how to kick more ass at everything you do. Like what's the most important?
All right. Well, you're going to think that I've completely abandoned everything I just talked about, but this is simple. Number one, get more sleep. I can tell you from watching people heal right before my eyes that if you will sleep more at the right time, you will heal. However you have to make it happen, of course, don't take anything to do it, but you get more sleep today at the right time, that's before midnight, you will perform better tomorrow. Number two, you have got to get sunshine. And if you can do it while walking barefoot, even better, but you've got to get sunshine as much as you can, in the best time zone as you can. Usually that's noon to one. That's number two. Number three, and more powerful than either of the two, forgive those that hurt you. I don't mean to get super mushy on you, Dave, but I have seen people eat well, I've seen them exercise hard, and I've seen them die a pitiful death because they were abused, they were beaten, they were abandoned, deserted, you name it. And I have shared and taken people through a forgiveness exercise that has cleared more toxins, that has removed more interference than any chiropractic adjustment, acupuncture treatment, or cultured dairy fast. So I would love to tell you that you can eat something today that will do more for you than getting more rest and sleep, more sun, and forgiving more people that have hurt you, but I simply cannot. The best and most exciting part of that, Dave, is that all of what I shared with you is free, but the benefits are immeasurable.
You're the first guy in 46 podcasts to say forgiveness on the list. It's funny. Forgiveness raised my IQ by 12 IQ points. That is not a joke. It's part of the 40 years of Zen neurofeedback training that I do with some of my executive coaching clients. And yeah, it's on my list as well. So that that says a lot about who you are and what you do. An excellent recommendation for everyone listening. All right. There's one more thing. If you guys are interested when you hear this in checking out what this stuff is, I think by now, after this conversation, you understand how legitimate Jordan's work is. I consider it to be incredibly groundbreaking and impressive because he didn't compromise. It's the same process that I go through with my supplements. Sometimes it's, you know, it takes months and sometimes years. Like it did to make the coffee the right way. But when you get it right, you get it right. And everything is as perfect as it can be. And everything I can see, everything I can experience tells me that's what Jordan's doing with his cattle. And that matters enormously. So if you want to check it out, bulletproofexec.com/beyondorganic. We'll have the info and the links and all that. And if you would do me the favor of going there and clicking that link, because yes, it's an affiliate link, you will be supporting anti-aging research at svhi.com. And you'll also be supporting the writing that I do on Bulletproof Exec. And I very much appreciate the support of listeners because so much love and energy goes into, you know, everything that I do to share a lot of knowledge. There's 250,000 words up for free on the blog today. It matters. So thank you for listening to the podcast and do check this stuff out. It's as amazing as it sounds. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.